From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to visit the site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb this month. The White House announcing Tuesday Mr. Obama in Japan for a Group of Seven meeting will visit Hiroshima May 27, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to do so. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president intends to visit to send a much more forward-looking signal about his ambition for realizing the goal of a planet without nuclear weapons. This also is an opportunity for the visit to highlight the remarkable transformation in the relationship between Japan and the United States.
But a presidential advisor ruled out the possibility Mr. Obama would apologize for the Hiroshima bombing and that of Nagasaki, aimed at bringing the Second World War to a close. While Earnest said the president does believe the U.S. bears a special responsibility for being the only nation to use such nuclear weapons, he said he believes President Harry Truman made the decision for the right reason back in 1945 to bring that war to an end, in order to save countless lives. Two former Rwandan mayors are on trial in Paris, accused of orchestrating massive and systematic summary executions during the 1994 genocide. Octavian Ngezi and Tito Barahira are alleged to have played a direct role in the massacre of hundreds of minority Tutsis who'd taken refuge in a church in the eastern town of Kabarondo in April 1994. A lawyer for the plaintiffs, Richard Gisara, said the trial is important, not just in terms of seeking justice, but also dealing with the historical reality of genocide. The two mayors who deny any wrongdoing face the life imprisonment if convicted. In Iraq Wednesday, at least 14 killed, dozens wounded in a car bomb blast near a market in a Shia neighborhood of Baghdad. No immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.